I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Let's say someone gets you and all your coworkers together and asks you to write a personal message on an arm or forehead or some other part of your body. What would you write, and what would the messages tell you about the people you work with? Those were the questions facing 800 employees of National Life in Montpelier this week when a project called Dear World came to town. VPR's Steve Zind explains.
Let's try this one more time. Are you ready for an amazing afternoon? All right.
Team building exercises are nothing new to the corporate world. They often take the form of games designed to build trust. What if instead of a game, coworkers got together and had a message significant to them written on their bodies for everyone they work with to see? Sound a little weird?
There were some people, they were like, why is he doing this?
Mehran Asadi is president and CEO of National Life Group. He says when he experienced the Dear World project at a company gathering in Dallas, he felt it would be a good fit for the insurance and investment company's cause-oriented mission and a chance for people to get to know each other better.
Once we learn about each other, we just show up in different ways to support each other and be much more understanding of each other.
Dear World was founded by Robert Fogarty. He's gone around the globe leading groups through the process of composing their short messages to the world and then photographing what they've had written on themselves. At National Life, Fogarty prepped employees before they got underway.
A lot of this process is going to be helping each other. There's a lot of ways to do this.
Fogarty has gotten everyone from refugees to celebrities to write Dear World messages. He's also been hired by businesses. He says the simple act of displaying a personal message has an effect.
We're not just an analyst or just a writer. We're so much more. I do this around the world now for Fortune 100 and 500 companies. They're recognizing that people are more productive, they're happier when they're engaged at work. And when it's not just, I'm really good at this one thing.
At National Life, some of the messages employees carefully wrote on each other were cryptic. Others were resolute or grateful. People were encouraged to talk to their coworkers about the meaning of the messages. Jackie Emmons had Ohana, O-H-A-N-A, written on her forearm, which is a Hawaiian word that means family. She first heard it in a Disney movie. Emmons wasn't sure about how Dear World would work, but she sees the benefits.
I was a little shocked because, you know, it brings people out of their comfort zone and it makes you do things that you really wouldn't think of doing on your own. But it brings everyone closer together in the end.
Another National Life employee, Dennis Patrick, had three words in his message, one on each hand and one on his forehead.
Positive mental attitude.
Patrick says those three words mean a lot to him.
There's a lot of negative people that I've grown up with. I just try to live my life by this mantra. I keep telling myself that whenever I feel down or depressed. It always lifts me back up.
Even a well-worn phrase can have a very personal story behind it.
Life is good.
Part of Ronnie Sleeman's message is life is good, which he had written on one forearm. Sleeman is Lebanese. He lived through a 15-year civil war in Lebanon, then arrived in the U.S. to an uncertain future.
I came here with no plans. I met my wife, and I got two kids now, and life has been very good. I feel blessed.
It's stories like Sleeman's that National Life hopes came to the surface in the Dear World project and forged deeper connections between coworkers. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.